This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Allergy Information and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Dr. Robert Weiss, board-certified ENT and founder of CTENT Sinus and Allergy, which utilizes leading-edge technologies to diagnose and treat conditions affecting the ears, nose, and throat. CTENT also provides a comprehensive approach to allergy care for patients of all age populations, from young children to senior citizens. Dr. Weiss, certainly appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Eric. Happy holidays.
You're more than welcome. Happy holidays to you as well. So for starters, how many people in the U.S. are diagnosed with allergies each year?
Well, it's a very large problem. We're talking probably about 30% of the U.S. population of adults, and maybe 40% of children. So lots and lots of folks. It accounts for over 6 million lost school or work days. So it's really quite a problem in our society and for our health system.
And how can you tell the difference between allergies, the common cold, and a sinus infection?
Well, excellent question. A lot of the symptoms from all three of those tend to overlap, and it's a challenge for us as physicians and providers to make that distinction. In general, though, allergies are going to cause, especially respiratory allergies, where we're talking where it involves your nose, your sinuses. The main concern there is congestion, runny nose, and the itchy feeling. So sneezing, maybe itchy, watery eyes, scratchy throat, those types of symptoms. However, you shouldn't feel sick when you have these. They certainly can cause fatigue. They can cause a feeling of maybe not being motivated. But contrast that with a cold, where a virus hits you and now you actually feel sick, you feel bad. You may still have congestion. You may still have some of the runny nose symptoms. Generally, we don't see the sneezing and we don't see the itchy symptoms with colds versus allergies. Most colds are going to last somewhere between 5 and 7 days before they start to turn the corner and you start to feel better. Any cold that goes beyond that, 7 day mark, especially if your symptoms are getting worse, we'll start to consider that a bacterial sinus infection at that point, especially if it's accompanied by a lot of facial pain, pressure, discolored mucus from the nose. And that's where it's appropriate to start thinking about medications to treat bacterial sinusitis, which include antibiotics, sometimes decongestants, nasal steroid sprays, and that kind of thing. One of the areas we run into is a patient will come in on day one or two of their cold, and they think they have a sinus infection, and sometimes they're right, and we can make that diagnosis in the office sometimes. But I'd say more often than not, day one or two of the illness is still viral and not appropriate for antibiotics. Generally, those patients, we're going to do conservative treatment and monitor their symptoms over the next few days and see if they're getting better.
That is some very, very helpful information. What are some of the triggers that can cause allergies during this time of year, during the holiday time?
Right. Well, this is a little unusual. We've had an extended warm fall, even though this is the first or second day of winter at this point. So we've seen a lot of the fall allergies, which are typically the weeds, the ragweeds, extend a little beyond their normal calendar. Also, molds are a little more prevalent in the fall as well, with all the leaves falling down. But with the holidays, especially if people are putting up Christmas trees, a lot of times those ornaments have been sitting in the basement all year round, and typically they're in a cardboard box. And when you go to open that box, it can kick up a lot of dust and a lot of mold if you have mold in your basement. And this aerosolizes, and we've seen patients get, allergy attacks just from that activity. So that's something to be aware of if you're, especially if you're sensitive to those types of allergens. You want to maybe even wear an appropriate respiratory mask if you're going to unpack things in a dusty, moldy basement. Also, Christmas trees, the live trees, have mold spores on them typically. So one piece of advice is to not bring that Christmas tree into your home right away if you can. Better to keep it in the garage or in a covered area for a day or two. Let it really dry out and then give it a good shake to get those mold spores off the tree before you bring it into your house. Obviously, if you're the one that's allergic, again, you want to wear some type of mask or protective gear so that you don't inhale all those mold spores while you're doing that activity.
And that certainly makes a lot of sense as well. Today we are with Dr. Robert Weiss, board-certified ENT and founder of CTENT Sinus and Allergy, which utilizes leading-edge technologies to diagnose and treat conditions affecting the ears, nose, and throat. Here on eHealth Radio's Allergy Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Weiss, are there treatments that can help or even cure holiday allergies as well as everyday symptoms?
Right. Well, when we talk about curing allergies, there's really only one way to cure allergies, whether they're holiday or the other varieties, and that's in the form of immunotherapy. Immunotherapy, most people would be familiar with that in the form of allergy shots, and that's where a patient will come in on a regular basis, usually once a week or maybe even every couple of weeks, to receive an allergy shot, which contains some of the minute quantities of extract of the things they're allergic to. So, for example, the weeds they're allergic to, the tree pollen, the dust, the animal dander, all gets put in a little vial, and that gets injected into the patient weekly. And what happens over time is their immune system will become less sensitive to those allergens. But it takes years, really. I mean, people go on immunotherapy for 2 to 3 years to be, quote, cured of their allergies. The good news is if they follow the program, up to 86% of them will experience this cure. The new thing that's actually not that new, but it's sort of new in the U.S., are allergy drops. And that's called sublingual immunotherapy, or SLIT. And that's what one of the items we specialize in. And in this case, the patient does not have to come every week for their shot. They get to take a bottle of drops home with them. They have to do it every day, but they only have to come in the office about every 3 months to get a new bottle. The convenience factor is obvious there, and we think even compliance could be better since they most patients that have busy schedules have a tough time getting in here every week. That's to cure allergies. Most of the medications that are out there, the antihistamines, the nasal sprays, they're really meant to control the symptoms of allergy. They will not alter a patient's immune response to those allergies. So, again, the only way to cure allergies is through immunotherapy. We spend a lot of time educating patients about avoiding the things they're allergic to, basically so that they can anticipate when they might have allergy symptoms and get ahead of the curve with their medications, or just outright avoiding the things they're allergic to. So good to know what your allergy profile looks like, what you're sensitive to, and we do that through different forms of allergy testing, the main one being skin testing, to help us tell the patients what they need to watch out for.
Lastly, the holidays certainly can be a stressful time for many reasons. Is there a link between stress and asthma?
Yes. Stress has a lot of negative effects on our bodies, as we all know, asthma being one of them. Any inflammatory condition, which asthma certainly is, can be made worse with stress. So it's very important, especially during the holidays when the stress levels just tend to be elevated in everybody in general, is to do your best to manage stress levels, make sure you're getting as much rest as you can. And one of the simplest things folks can do is exercise. Exercise is one of the best stress reducers there is. There's no prescription needed for that. If you can get three to four good exercise sessions in a week, it's not only going to help your breathing, which helps asthma, it will reduce stress levels and just have a positive effect all around.
Certainly some very helpful tips, especially this time of year. Where can our listeners get more information about your practice and or how they can best be in touch?
We're at www.ct-ent.com. And if they wish to call to make an appointment, it's 203-845-2244.
Dr. Weiss, once again, thanks so much for your time today. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Merry Christmas, Eric. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Robert Weiss, board-certified ENT and founder of CTENT Sinus and Allergy, which utilizes leading-edge technologies to diagnose and treat conditions affecting the ears, nose, and throat. And once again, for more information and for contact, it's ct-ent.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Allergy Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.